Question of the Week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello and welcome to Question of the Week from the Naked Scientists with me, Diana O'Carroll. This week, we've a heart-stopping question.
Hello, my name is Savio Madal Oliver from India. My question is, how does an artificial pacemaker know how fast the heart should beat?
So how does a pacemaker know what rhythm to keep?
My name is Kathy Ross and I'm a cardiac nurse at the British Heart Foundation. The role of an artificial pacemaker is to monitor and control the heart's natural rhythm. They're implanted for many reasons, and the way they work will vary according to the reasons for which they're implanted. In the case of a slow heart rate, for example, a set number of beats per minute will be programmed into the pacemaker according to the needs of the patient. The pacemaker will then sense through a number of wires the number of beats that are being delivered naturally by the heart's own pacemaker, which is called the sinoatrial node, and it will only interject to deliver another beat if there is a shortfall. So the pacemaker is there only for the reason for which it's been implanted. So if it's a slow heart rate and you go running for a bus, then the pacemaker will only interject if your heart rate falls below the required minimal level. Sometimes the doctors will put a maximum level on a pacemaker. So for some abnormal heart rhythms, that if the heart rate went too fast, it could cause fainting or blackouts or possibly even a life-threatening rhythm, then there may be an overriding upper level that the pacemaker will be set at, but that's quite complex. They tend to be implanted with internal defibrillators, so they will be ones that are sensing for life-threatening rhythms so that the person can receive a shock if they require it.
A pacemaker is essentially a sensor. It only tells your heart what to do if it drops below a certain threshold or rises above another set limit. On our forum, RD found a lovely nugget of research in the form of headphone interference. Apparently, playing music through headphones, which are left dangling on one's chest, can increase your heart rate via the pacemaker. Next week, we'll be finding out about another implant.
This is Bruce Rogers of Milpitas, California. I've always wondered why tattoos didn't disappear over the years.
How does a tattoo hang around for a lifetime, or even several in the case of mummies? Help us answer our next question of the week by email, chris@thenakedscientist.com, or you can use the forum, and that's at thenakedscientist.com/forum.
Question of the Week is part of the Naked Scientists podcast and supported by the EPSRC, the Wellcome Trust and UK FAST. Look us up online at nakedscientists.com.